A coalition of Utah stakeholders is launching the Campaign for Public Transit in the 435, which will aim to bring better forms of transit to those who live in rural areas and engage legislators in the process. Scott Mershon lives in Cache County and is one of the organizers of the 435 transit campaign. He says 435 is the phone area code for many who reside in the more rural parts of the state and are typically found outside the Wasatch Front. The 10-county coalition will be advocating for $47 million in new state funding to realize public transit projects of different kinds.
It's looking to get either some sort of train extension on the Frontrunner or on the existing railroad tracks or a bus just to be able to kind of get out of the valley. And then there's other projects as well in Washington County and expanding bus services and making them more reliable.
Mershon says lack of transportation can mean Utahns can experience challenges in securing a job because they can't get to work, to not being able to attend medical appointments, as well as not seeing family and friends. A survey from Guiding Our Growth found those in rural Utah strongly supported implementing public transportation and investing in passenger rail, came in a close second. Carolyn Heaton is one of the researchers with 435 Transit Action Campaign. She says the current funding formulas don't equitably address rural parts of the state. She argues a bigger budget would lead to better planning. Heaton and others will be heading to the state capitol tomorrow to educate decision makers about transportation challenges and invite them to also visit their respective communities to learn about barriers.
Some communities do have busing situations. There's not enough buses, not enough people who are willing to drive the bus, and not enough funding to fund those departments to provide more buses and jobs for people to drive.
Heaton says for many Utahns who don't have a car, that means they're stuck. She adds there are many across the Beehive State with disabilities who can't drive but still need to get around. Others would prefer alternative, more green modes of transit to create less of a carbon footprint. She says investing in better public transit would do just that. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.